This is Morning Edition on KUOW. I'm Emily Fox. Interfaith leaders in Seattle are calling for an FBI investigation of a possible hate crime at the University of Washington. A Muslim student was allegedly attacked a week after the presidential election. Nasro Hassan was born and raised in Fargo, North Dakota. She's now a freshman who studies computer programming at the UW. Hassan told KUOW's David Hyde that she had just walked out of Mary Gates Hall on campus when she was struck in the head with a bottle.
I had a black eye and a really, really bad concussion. Like, this whole side of my face was purple.
What did you think the motivation was for the attack?
I was just shocked. I was like, was it because of I was wearing hijab? Is it because of the color of my skin? Like, he didn't give me a reason or he didn't say anything. So I was just baffled and confused, really.
And this is just 1 week after the presidential election, where we know there have been a number of hate-related incidents.
There were protests going on about the Donald Trump election, going on all around our campus, all around Seattle, everywhere I go. Like, for like the past couple of days before then, there was like a lot of stuff going on campus. So,
what conversations have you had with friends and family about this afterwards?
Everyone just mostly asked me, like, how am I doing? And I'm just like, I'm fine. Yeah, and trying to remind them that, you know, it's not because of who we are, because we're good people. And I don't know what else to say to them.
Your family must be really worried about it. Mm-hmm. What have they said to you?
They say don't go out at night and don't walk alone without someone else there.
Have you had to take precautions now?
Yeah. Gotta make sure that I like have someone to walk with to the train station, and like when I get my car at Tukwila, and make sure I always call them when I leave class and things.
Who's been affected by this?
Mostly my mom. Yeah, she's like worried for everyone else, not like all my cousins, all my relatives, because, you know, your mother is always going to be the one that worries the most out of everyone, and this mother is all across the country who are worrying about their kids right now.
What's your mom been saying?
She's just making sure that I'm safe, calling me right before class, right after, you know, always making sure that I'm all right.
And what do you say to her?
I tell her, Mom, I love you, but I'm fine.
Do you feel fine?
Yes.
What do you think needs to happen in society, in Seattle, in the country, for people to feel safe?
I feel like more precautions should be taken up by, like, our political leaders, our congressmen, our future president. That, you know, we should be spreading diversity and acceptance for everyone, for Muslims, for everything.
Have you had other things that have happened to you in the course of your life that made you think that they were hate motivated?
You know, kids at school used to be rude because of the hijab I wore. They would, like, pull it off and, like, make fun of me or call me bald because they couldn't see my hair. But, you know, it's just something you learn to ignore, but you wish you wouldn't have this problem, but you just have to remind yourself that it's okay.
What's your message to people out there who are hearing about your story? What's your message to them?
Stuff like this shouldn't happen to people, even because of being a Muslim or anything. Like, we're your neighbors, we're citizens, we're just like everyone else, and no one, not just Muslims, no one deserves this.
That's Nasro Hassan speaking with KUOW's David Hyde. Hassan says she was struck with a bottle on the UW campus the evening of November 15th, a week after the election. A group of interfaith leaders in Seattle will hold a press conference about the incident later today. They're calling for an FBI investigation of the incident as a possible hate crime, and they say that they'll offer a $5,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest and conviction of the case.